This is Melanie St. Ors, and today I would like to share with you a powerful technique for reducing anxiety and bringing about a state of relaxation that is very healing to the body and also to the mind. This is a technique that is wonderful for a lot of reasons. First, it's completely free. It just uses your breath, which is a resource that's available to you for your entire life and is always with you. And it's very easy to learn. It's something that you can do in public. Nobody has to know. You don't have to remove yourself from a stressful situation in order to use this technique to regain some composure and calm. And it's also something that you can use when you're on your own at home to help increase relaxation before sleep or just to take a really nice restorative break during your day. This technique, though it's very simple and easy to learn, is extremely powerful, and I consider it really one of the most important pieces of first aid for someone who has trouble with panic attacks or persistent anxiety. And I have even seen it profoundly shift people who were experiencing flashbacks from trauma or some kind of really acute anxiety situation. I have seen the work with this breathing technique produce incredible results, even in extreme situations. So I'm really, really excited to share it with you. I'd like to just go through the technique first, explain to you what you'll be doing, and then I'll talk you through it in real time so you can just follow along with me and practice. And then once you've practiced it a few times, you should be able to experiment with it on your own and see what kind of results you get. Here's how the technique will work. First, you're going to just tune in to your body. And on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being really calm, relaxed, feeling really good, and 10 being anxiety so intense that you need to be in the emergency room, that you really can't breathe, you can't function, the anxiety is so intense that you need to go to the ER. You're going to check in with yourself and assign a number to your current state, somewhere between 1 and 10. You'll always start with this check-in and then finish with the check-in because you're going to start to build some awareness about what your inner state is doing. And also checking in before and after can help you to see if the technique is really working for you. I don't believe that we should just subscribe to dogma. So just because I tell you this is going to work, I don't want you to just automatically believe that. I'd like you to try it for yourself and prove it to yourself and see whether it works or not. So you'll start with that little check-in, just give yourself a number. And then once you've done that, you'll take a really nice deep breath in and then exhale your air completely so that you're all the way empty. And then from there, you're going to start counting your breathing. So you'll inhale for a count of 4, and then retaining the breath inside the body, you're going to pause in full for 4 counts. So you'll inhale for 4, pause for 4, and then you'll exhale for a count of 8, and then repeat the process again. So it's inhale for 4, pause for 4, and exhale for 8. Now, it's not important how long you, how slowly or how quickly you count. The important thing is the ratio. So it's important that it's 4, 4, and 8, but you can do it at a quick speed, which I recommend if you're out walking and you need a lot of breath, you're going to go faster. If you're just lying down and relaxing, you might be able to do it a little bit slower. It also will depend on your breath capacity, how long you'll be able to do these counts. So in the practice section, if I'm going a little bit too slowly for you, if you can't hold the breath quite that long, that's okay. You can just practice at a little bit of a quicker pace. So things to be aware of is it helps when you're learning this technique to start out with the body as relaxed as you can. So lying down or sitting in a comfortable position. And allow the breath to be without sound. So anytime that you're breathing, if you're making a sound, that's because there's some muscular constriction somewhere. So even though in a lot of different kinds of yoga breaths, you would use the muscles to create some sound, I want you to do this breath silently and with complete relaxation in the throat and in the chest. Let's go ahead and begin. So to start out, just check in and assign yourself a number on a scale of 1 to 10 of how anxious or alert you're feeling right now. Just checking in. And just remember your number and go ahead and take a really nice, full, deep breath in. And then just allow yourself to exhale the breath completely, just emptying all the way out. And inhale, 2, 3, 4, and pause, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and pause, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and pause, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe in and pause and out, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe in and pause and out. Breathe in and pause and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and pause, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Last time, and pause, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Very good. And just allow yourself to take a nice deep breath in. Once again, exhale the air all the way. And just drop back in and check in with that scale of 1 to 10. See what number feels right now. And just notice if there's any change in how you feel after just about a minute and a half of doing that exercise from when you began. So over time, this is something that I'd love for you to practice and just see what your results are. Just see how those numbers from the beginning and the end compare after you practice this for a while. And give it a try in different situations. I used this technique back in my days when I was waiting tables and a customer would really get my goat. I would use this breathing technique and stay nice and calm. But still certainly be very active and busy, but I would be able to just use this technique to regain my center and my composure and be able to respond a little more effectively in a stressful situation. I also have used this technique to help with sleep and to increase relaxation. So please try it in different environments and under different conditions and let me know what your results are. I always would love to hear from you. So I hope that you are having a healthy and happy day, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon. Be well.